Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, it's a great day to be outside. Jerusalem is also enjoying clear skies. Eilut is basking in sunshine, making it a perfect day for those at the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla from earlier today, a source says that UN envoy Nikolai Maladnov demanded Prime Minister Netanyahu to cease attacks in Gaza. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Netanyahu insisted Israel will not retreat or cease fire in Gaza during a meeting with Maladnov. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports Defense Minister Katz walked back comments on live TV about IDF West Bank chief, saying there is no disagreement with Netanyahu. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes that Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey condemned Israeli military action in Gaza, claiming it undermines peace efforts. And finally, I-24 News reports President Trump announced talks with Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz starting Monday. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassan reports just minutes ago that Israeli settlers are attacking a residential building in the West Bank, setting vehicles on fire. Al Arabiya English shares analysis from Camilla Intekabifar on whether Iran can continue using the Strait of Hormuz as leverage against global economies. Yainet Global reports that an Israeli girl was found unharmed in a Palestinian village after fears of abduction when a car was stolen with her inside. Now for more on those stories. Starting with developments from Walla, Nikolai Maladnov of the UN has urged Israel to halt its military actions in Gaza. This request aims to open a window for a 14-day ceasefire. The diplomatic community is closely watching for Israel's response and its implications for regional stability. Turning to Israel Hayom's report, Prime Minister Netanyahu is standing firm on his stance against the ceasefire in Gaza. He conveyed this message directly to UN envoy Maladnov during their meeting. This decision could escalate tensions affecting civilian safety in the area. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel provides context on Defense Minister Katz's recent comments about IDF West Bank Chief Maj, General Avi Bluth. Katz initially criticized Bluth, but later stated there is no discord with the Prime Minister. This is a clear attempt to mitigate internal tensions within the government. That strike comes hours after the Jerusalem Post highlighted condemnation from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey over Israel's military actions. These countries argue it endangers the peace process. The international community remains divided on the path forward. Finally, I-24 News shares that President Trump will begin negotiations with Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz on Monday. Although no deadline is set, these talks are crucial for easing geopolitical tensions and securing energy routes. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that in Iran, rampant inflation has pushed people to sell items like natural hair and empty perfume bottles to survive. Separately, CTEC reveals that Deal, an Israeli-founded company, has surpassed a $1.5 billion annual recurring revenue as it expands its global workforce platform with AI tools and acquisitions. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Kimberly Clark and Susano have begun operations in Israel, appointing Liat Kedar Paijin as CEO of their new local enterprise. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.